It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Isaac Ike Feldman, your brother-in-arms. I'm with my boy, my brother-in-arms, Mr. Donnie D-Money Arena. I'm not in the wonderful arena facility, compound, but we're talking over this thing called Zoom. You don't want to get close to Donnie on fight week. That's why I'm keeping my distance. You got to make sure you keep yours. But he will be in a cage. Make sure you can attend the fight, Combat at the Space, February 3rd, this Saturday. Donnie going to keep the undefeated record. He brings the noise, not just from the crowd, the big following that he brings to his fights, but he brings the noise with his punches, his kicks, his grappling, and the excitement that happens when Donnie enters the cage. First and foremost, my brother, D-Money, what's up, dude?
Yo, what's going on, brother? Appreciate the big introduction. You know, just like you said, it's fight week. Got a lot to prove, I feel, after going out there last time. I mean, obviously getting the win, but I felt like I didn't get to have fun in there, you know. I was sick before the fight, you know, but I'm still happy to get the win against a good opponent. This time I'm coming out to get the finish, you know, and yeah, I'm very excited. So,
well,
happy to be on too.
Of course, my brother. Wanted to ask, were you thinking about the finish during the fight? Because it's like, do fighters think about the finish during the fight? Like, if you get past the first round, you're like, uh-oh, like, I don't know what to do. Or it's just like, I'm still going to ragdoll this dude and just look for the finish in the second, the third, or whenever it presents itself.
I don't know how fighters think, but me personally, I'm thinking at all times on how I'm working my way to a finish, you know. I'm never, obviously, I know you got to, you know, sometimes you're going to have to think about, oh, am I up on the scorecard? You know, that's where good coaching comes in, Bob, you know, but, like, I'm constantly looking for the finish at all times, you know. It could be 30 seconds left in the fight, and I could be winning the fight 30-27, I'm still going to be looking to finish you. That's just the way I know in my heart that I'm going to get a first round knockout this fight. I already, you know, I already played it and seen it happen so many times. You know, I obviously do my my looking at film for whoever I'm fighting, and I already know it's going to be a first round knockout. So it's not even going to hit the ground.
So what new tools have you brought into your training during this training camp?
You know, just sharpening up everywhere. And I always got a couple new tricks up my sleeve, you know, things that I couldn't even necessarily explain, and things that I could explain, but, you know, like, I really do look at fighting on a very deep level, and people might not be able, I forget what people think, but I would say that I would guess that, you know, I'm not perceived as somebody who might understand the game on that deep of a level, more somebody that's kind of like a brute, you know what I mean? But I really do, you know, I'm a student of the game, and I don't just win my fights because I'm tough, or I'm an athlete, or because I'm a brute. You know, I really do all the little things and really understand this game on a deep level, like I said. So, you know, I'm always evolving I'm always going to be bringing a whole nother version of myself. You know, this fight would finish myself from the last fight.
Ooh, I like that.
So.
I like that. Again, we're being joined by D Money Fights, not MMA, at D Money Fights on Instagram. I want to ask him about that. But anybody who thinks that you just think about things, especially fighting, on the surface and not like a deep methodical level, they're just dumb and they're underestimating you. And I hope they're your opponents, because then you will just walk through them. That's just a compliment to how hard you work, because that just means you're making things look easy. If you're able to have fun in there, if you're able to smile while you're in the gym, that just means you're making the hard work look easy. And that can be what probably Conor McGregor has probably fooled a whole group of people, because he's amazing on social media, amazing at press conferences, obviously dressed to impress, but everybody forgets how hard he worked to get to where he is. Like, there's like the famous, I think the first gym he was training in with the yellow walls, where he's doing like 100 spinning back kicks, where he's just constantly working on a technique, like refining, refining, refining. So I just think that's a compliment to your work ethic, that if anybody's underestimating your fight IQ, they're idiots, in my opinion. I told you this last time we talked. I believe you have a very fast processor. And when you're chilling, when you're outside of fighting, you get to lower it. But when you got to like run all these equations and fight calculations, like, your processor can handle it. Some people get overwhelmed, but you can handle it, my dude. What I want to know is, where does your work ethic come from? Is this from your siblings, competitiveness? Is this you just finding it on the field to play? Or is this mama and papa?
Bro, I feel like out of all people, you should know the answer to that one. You know it comes from above, bro.
That's true. That's true.
It comes from above, the work ethic. But, you know, just, yeah, God, get, you know, and the things that I've been through in life, the tribulations I've dealt with and everything, have taught me to be a hard worker, because hard work is the only way to get yourself out of a hole. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, God's God-given. And, you know, just trying to keep my energy, you know, balanced and not get too crazy, because obviously I still have a lot to accomplish, but I like what you said, and I'm going to make a lot of things look easy. You know what I mean? And I just, you know, don't feel that I'm going to have to do too much talking. I'm going to do most of my talking in the cage. And, but, you know, it's going to show. The hard work's going to show. And it's definitely God given. But I can't wait to get out there and just show the fans what they got in store. Because I don't think that I have a lot of people that support me, but I don't think that any of them actually understand what they're about to witness. And I'm not just talking about this fight. I'm talking about the whole run, the whole money run. You know what I'm saying? So,
it's amazing, man. And it's literally, you keep that fire alive. It's like nobody, yeah, you could tell everybody your dream, mom, pop, girl, friends, teammates, you could tell everybody your dream, but at the end of the day, you're the one that has to walk that path. You're the one that has to believe it truly. And your spirituality is just unquestioned, man. Very, very strong. And yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. Dude, I didn't know who Jelly Roll was. You sent me the link to Jelly Roll on the Apple Music song, and I was like, what the hell? I was like, is this like a restaurant where I could pick up a donut or something? And then all of a sudden, bro, I played that music. My wife's like, are you about to cry? Are you about to? I was like, shut up. I was like, shut up. You don't get it. I was like, and then I explained our whole relationship where it's like the foxhole praying. And dude, those lyrics hit home. And I'm just like, I told my mother about it at last 2 times ago. We spoke about how strong and how important our madres are in our lives. And I was just like, yeah, I was like, my boy sent me this song. You got to check it out. And I suggest anybody who is struggling with something, or even if you're on the right path, it is hard to stay in the good path. I'm trying to keep this, the anger monster down, because it's like, I hate that version of myself. I was just that pissed off, angry me versus sheetrock or drywall. Like, was like, there was trilogy matches between me and drywall as a teenager. And it's like, I hate when that thing bubbles its head and I want to keep it down. And it's like, people like you, who are inspiring, who are walking an even tougher path than me. God bless you, man. And it's like, I look to you. I'm older than you. You refer to me as a big brother, but I look to you. It's inspiring to see what you're doing, what you're trying to accomplish. So respect to you, and thank you for sending the song Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I appreciate
need a
that.
Favor, need a favor, excuse me. It's Jelly Roll, but it's need a favor.
Need a favor, yeah. I appreciate that, but you know, we all walking a hard path. You know, we all got our own problems. If we all put our piles up in a problems up in a pile, I guarantee we will all grab ours first. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I actually was driving to the gym with my girl like a week and a half ago, and she's sleeping. I'm driving. She does a whole lot. And she's sleeping as we're driving in, and it's like a 30, 40 minute ride. And I'm listening to music, and I'm singing, you know. It's like a concert by myself on the way to the gym, just in a good mood and everything. And not that particular song, but a song by Jelly Roll came on. And same thing, like, I literally started tearing up because, you know, it's nice when you listen to music that really makes you feel your emotions, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, real, like, therapy, I feel. And you know, it's he definitely makes music that does that for you and does that for me. And he's been through a lot in his life, and he's inspiring. You know what I'm saying? That guy is inspiring. Now, I don't, you know, never I'm big into like rap music and drill music and everything, but nowadays I'm like learning to like everything, you know. And the more diverse you are with your music, the more you realize that it's a lot more alike than it is different music, like different music genres and everything like that, you know?
150%. I was like the kid who just grew up on G-Unit. And I was like, everything else sucks, but it's like, no, you're stupid. And it's like, I wouldn't even know what to categorize what Jelly Roll is, but it's like, whatever it is, it hits home, and it's soulful music. And then it led down to like a recommended video. He was on Rogan, and I got to see some clips and learn about him getting in trouble as a teenager. I'm like, oh my god. I was like, then this music is just hitting home even more. I'm like, so crazy. But my man, you always got the tools. You always got the fresh gear. Brought to you by Teep_Territory. Just interviewed my boy last week, Marco Berriondo, who's also sponsored by Teep Territory. They know who they're sponsoring. It's no doubt about it why the Octagon is attracting to these fashionable killers. That's right. Mm-hmm. They look good, and then they'll make you look ugly. That's these fashionable killers. Teep territory. Get your gear. Get your apparel. It's for the new age athlete. So,
for sure.
Talk to me about your timeline. I know it's like, bro, I want success tomorrow. I'm trying to just walk that path and believe that I'm successful now and that it's nothing will change in the future. It's just maybe the house changes, maybe the car, but it's like the root of it all, me, doesn't change. Why are you already a rich man, but why will the car get a little bigger? Why will the house get a little bigger in a couple of years? What's...
One, just want to say about real quick about Teep Territory.
Yes, sir.
To everybody who does watch this, to give them a follow at Teep Territory on Instagram. And anything you buy from them on their website, teepterritory.com, use code DMONEY, get 10% off. Also, give me a follow on Instagram. You already know, at DMoneyFights. Trying to, you know, get as many people to get a part of the support system now, because, you know, I'm going to be doing all types of things, like starting like personal training, getting clothes out there and everything like that. And now is the time to show love and support, you know, because we're going to get really big. And, you know, I'm going to have Teep Territory, you know, my first sponsor with me. Like, you know, the first person to ever interview me, show me love in that type of way. You know, we're going to be doing big things. So, you know, now is the time to start showing love. But, hey,
bro, if you got, I might have to like get the logo on your shorts the next roundabout, the next fight. We'll get the Octagon.
Yeah, that'd be lit.
Pay
that'd
for
lit.
The spot on it.
Yeah, we can get that going for sure.
Like I said, bro, I just talked to this guy who's like inventing this app, who is every single human is a stock. It's no longer like Apple or Nike. It's like Donnie Arena is a stock. And we can invest.
Sounds crazy.
Donnie turns pro. That's worth $2 a stock. Donnie gets in the UFC. Bruh. $10. Donnie gets performance of the night. And it's like, bro, my point is, it's like, if you talk about like investments, like I always like try to like see what the future is. Bro, it's you. You are the future, man.
I appreciate it. But you said that means a lot. You mean like you said, what's a timeline, right? Not even to... You know, I'm the type of person, you know, I'm the type of person that really has things planned out. You know, those who plan to fail, fail. Those who fail to plan to fail. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, why am I already rich?
Yeah.
You know, you chase your dreams and the money's going to chase you. And I found God and he told me to be a fighter, be myself, be crazy, don't try to change, just stay on the right track, stay sober, stay out of trouble, and stay disciplined, you know what I'm saying? And to spread the name of the Lord along the way, you know? God doesn't want me to be a saint. He just wants me to be my old crazy fucking self and spread his name along the way and help as many people as I can. You know what I'm saying? Help save a couple lives if I can, because I got my life saved by Christ and by other people, because God talks through people, and you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm already rich, even though I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Because I know where I'm going. You know, nobody can tell. The question is, you know, who's going to be there with me? Who's going to try to take me down? Who's going to try to bring me up? I know that it's all going to work out, and I know where I'm heading, and I know that I'm going to be bigger than people could imagine, you know. And you know, I, you know, don't even, I can't even say too much, because, you know, when you have God with you and you're doing the right things in life and you're really on the right track, you're going to be farther than you could imagine yourself being in a year or two. And the places I see myself being in a year or two from now, if it, you know, it being even more crazy than I could imagine, I can't even imagine where I'm going to really be, you know, it's going to, you know, big, really, really big things. So.
Dude, I just spoke to a very, very, very famous former UFC champion. He's retired now. And he was like considered an animal, and he's like this new form, like he's always evolved. And if the right doors open, man, like before talking to him, I kept thinking about you. I was like, yo, if we could get Donnie and this guy's nickname is Sugar in the same room, I was like, man, some magic would happen. Like, I feel like one day, man, we might have to take a road trip, bring our girls, leave the kids at home, and then go to Florida. I feel like, dude, you are just, no offense to Long Island. I love Long Island, but it's like, dude, the world, I feel like God's preparing you right now, getting you the you're going through the gauntlet, because it's like, dude, what happens when all of a sudden you're fighting in Brazil, you're fighting in Cali, you're fighting in Russia, bro? It's crazy what's gonna happen to you over the next 10 years. It's crazy.
I want Russia, man. I want to show them, you know, American wrestling is the GOAT. Woo! Is the great, you know. I know we got all the Dagestanians and the guys coming from Russia and everything like that. I'm going to go over there and choke them boys out.
Donnie,
you know what I'm saying?
Donnie, this is too crazy, bro. This is too, I swear to God, I had a thing like a year ago. I was like, yo, I said Strong Island versus the world. And then I pointed at Strong Island versus Russia, because we saw how Ally Quinta did against Khabib. Chris Wade, Molvid, I forget the guy's name, but he's from Dagestan. We had Joe Smith, a Suffolk boxer, versus Artur Beterbiev. It's always a Long Island versus a Russia thing, and I'm so happy you said that, bro. I will be in your corner when you're taking down Boris or Vladimir, bro. It will happen. It will happen, bro. I'm glad you said that.
Islam Makhachev. Tried to say that he could hang with Jordan Burroughs in a wrestling match, man. Bro, you're not hanging with Jordan Burroughs in a wrestling match. Yo, watching my son Bo Nickel about to do to the division, bro. I'm telling you, we got the best wrestling in the world over here, bro. Just because, you know, this, you know, Khabib's camp that trains all these guys, but all they do is train 3 times a day. You know what I'm saying? That's great. That's all awesome. That's all great. You know what I'm saying? But if you put Jordan Burroughs through that same training that Khabib's putting his guys through, and you know what I'm saying, he was MMA trained, those guys can't wrestle with Jordan Burroughs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about these guys grappling and wrestling. I'm definitely not worried about the striking. Not work, you know what I'm saying? So I would love to go into Russia and choke one of them out. And I like going for knockouts, even though I'm more of a submission artist. I like going for KOs. I'd rather knock you out. But if I fight in Russia, you could, and I'll probably be like plus 200, plus 300, because they always, them dudes is always big favorite and everything like that. Yeah, I'll probably be plus 200, 300. Yo, you could bet damn near your balls that I'm going to get the submission. You probably bet 100 to win 800 on that shit.
Do you like being counted out, the underdog? Because when that fight happens, UFC championship, we'll make up a name, Nurmagomedov Jr. versus Donny Arena. Like, everybody's gonna be like, oh yeah, the Russian rug. Do you like that
being counted out? I don't like being counted out. And I ain't gonna lie, that's why people gonna count me out. I'm gonna come fuck him up. You know what I'm saying? And then before the next fight, they all gonna be like, yo, D Money about to smoke that fool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I like being that. I don't like being the one where it's saying, oh, you go. No, I don't like being told that I'm gonna lose. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm gonna come in there, I'm gonna smoke him. And then whoever I fight next, he's gonna be the underdog. You're gonna have me as underdog against, say, some Dagestanian dude? Am I gonna like that? Hell no. Hell no. Why is his ugly ass the favorite? I should be the favorite. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like everyone's gotta be the underdog at some point, right? I'm not embracing being the underdog because I'm gonna be the favorite my whole career. Watch this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I look at it. I think that whole I'm the underdog shit is cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. It's just not me. Like, you know, it's like George St. Pierre got that whole story. Like, I got bullied as a kid. That's why I got into fighting. That's dope. That's cool.
Right.
That's not me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot worse shit happen to me as a kid than getting bullied. You know what I'm saying? I wish I was getting, I'm not trying to talk, you know what I'm saying? I know kids go through that, and I have kids in my family who deal with that and all types of stuff, and the bullying is all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, I ain't get bullied. I wish I was just getting bullied. I wish that was my issue. I wish I was just getting bullied. Shit, I wouldn't be the fighter I am today if I got only bullied. And I'm not belittling people that guilty. Again, like, I'm not belittling that. I'm not trying to belittle that. Just keeping it in the eye, talking about myself. Everybody's story is different.
Have people come up to you, or do you see yourself as a role model for, like, teenagers? Because I think, like, 100%. Teenagers are okay.
100%. I see myself as a role model, but I don't see myself as, like, the perfect example. You know what I'm saying? Like, excuse me. I don't see myself as, you know, the ideal guy you're trying to be like, but I look at myself as a role model to a kid who was doing the wrong thing for a while and wants to change his life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like your typical, like Patrick Mahomes type of athlete. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm, you know? But, which he's not, you know, he was just cursing at some dude on the field anyway or something like that. But, you know, like, but yeah, I'm a role model to a dude who, you know, has more of a street culture to him. You know what I mean? And I could show you that, okay, yeah, it's still cool to, you know, you can still get tatted up and you can still listen to fucking the 50 Cent, like you were talking, you know what I'm saying? You could still, you know, walk bad, talk bad. You could still be mean in the cage, but at the same time, be a decent human being, you know what I mean? Like, I could be a role model in that sense. Like, treat your family good, you know? Like, yeah, you could talk all the shit before the fight. You don't want to talk, shake hands. You want to tell him to fuck himself. You want to push him. You know what I'm saying? But after the fight, win, lose, or draw, you know, show respect, you know? Certain things like that. Like, they're going to, like, I'm telling you, like, I'm meaner than all these guys in the UFC right now. There's not one guy in the UFC meaner than I am. There's not one. And I watch every fight. There's not one guy meaner than me in the UFC, bro. But there's also not one guy as nice as me outside of the cage. It's not a guy nicer than me. You know what I'm saying? I'm the nicest guy outside of the cage. But inside the cage, there's not one guy meaner than me, bro. Straight up.
How are you able to do that, then? How are you able to be the nicest guy to the meanest guy?
Oh, God. Same thing. So it's the same reason I'm able to do everything I do in my life. By the power of Christ. You know what I'm saying? I'm able to embrace the ugly. And, you know, not take that out on other people and still be grateful and humble. You know what I'm saying? as a, you know, as a civilian, as a regular human being. When I'm in a cage as a fighter, I get to embrace my ugly side. And you know what I'm saying? That actually is a beautiful thing to watch. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when I'm fighting mean, I'm actually fighting the most calm. It's weird. You think like a lot, you know, if you think like you get mean in there that you might get reckless and stuff like that. I'm not getting reckless when I'm in there, when I'm mean. Like, I'm always going to be mean when I get in there. Only time I might not be as mean is, God forbid, I'm not in the right mind space, or again, I was battling being sick before a fight or something like that. That might affect how mean I am in there. But when I'm feeling my best and I'm feeling mean, you know what I'm saying, lean and mean, then that's when you're going to see the most sharp combinations. You're going to see the best head movement. You're going to see the best, you know, mannerism, shit talking, everything that I do in there is going to be the most entertaining show when I'm mean, you know, less sporadic and more actually calm and fluent. You know, it's hard to explain, but it's something that, you know, it's just gotta be seen. So
I think you did a great job explaining it. Again, we're being joined by @DMoneyFights on Instagram. That's your flow state. Like, a lot of people, maybe their flow states to just like nod their head, to like, right. I don't know, like they're just in that, but yours is cage generalship. You hear when somebody's like the owner of that cage, the canvas, like the this, and some people they want to go on the back foot and they're comfortable. That's, they're in their flow state. Some people, they just want to make contact with the wrestling, lock their hands together, and then they're in their zone. Is it, am I hitting the nail on the head that you are in your flow state when you're, and I hate the word, but it's you're bullying your opponent?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, 100%, you know, when I'm bullying them, and even not only when I'm bullying them, because I want him to fight back. And I'm saying, like, good, I'm gonna break you, bitch. Like, you think that you're okay, tougher. You're, you know, because everybody thinks they're tough.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, you're coming in to fight. You're coming in this cage to fight. You think you're tough, right? So I'm gonna show you that you're really not, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna show you that you're in this shit for sport, that you're Charles, whatever the hell your name is, MMA, and I'm D-Money Fights, because I'm coming to fight you. You're coming to do an MMA fight. You're coming to do an MMA competition. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming to fight.
Mm.
I'm gonna show you who's tough. Like, yo, I'm not even trying to disrespect, like, at the same time, I ain't really looking to make friends either, but like, when you think about fighters that are like mean, like when you think about like the Diaz brothers, like those guys ain't even mean compared to me, bro. And I'm a big fan, you know what I'm saying? But they're not even mean compared to me, for real, bro. It's a whole nother type of nasty that's coming into that cage. Like, I hate to talk like this because I am a follower of Christ and I'm a man of God, but like, bro, I will break your leg in that shit. I will take your life in there, bro. It's what you signed up for. It ain't going to be, I got the armbar, you know, give you that half a split second of respect as a man. Bro, your shit is gone, bro. You let me get that arm, your shit is gone. You out for the next year, bro. It's a different type of me, and like, you know. So, I don't see a single fighter that's that level of me nowadays. And you know, it's true that I've been through some fucking shit that I'm not happy about, that haunts me, that sticks with me. Certain things that I will never be able to talk about. I never, you know, and it just is what it is. And you know, it's gonna, you know, there's not much I can say about it. I just got a chip on my fucking shoulder. you know, and I take, like I said, it's not, you know, I wish you the best as a man, but when we in that cage, you know, I'm going to treat you like a dog in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to treat you like a dog in there, for real.
Wow. That's powerful. That's powerful. Have you ever, like, as an opponent, like, are they respectful to you after you fight them? Like, do nobody wants?
Yo, one nah, bro. One of my opponents had like a twin brother, bro. And
where is this going?
After the fight, I don't even know. Like, I TKO'd the opponent in the first round. And his twin brother started, like, talking shit after the fight. And I just started laughing, bro. I was like, bro, I just smacked the shit out of your twin brother with MMA gloves on with rules. There's a rule set. What do you think I'm going to do to you? We ain't got no rules right now. What do you think I'm going to do to you? You know what I'm saying? That was at 35, too, bro. Like, I'm going to come back to 35. I just think that I'm going to, I don't know. I might just take the title at 45 in the amateurs and then just come down to 35, you know, in the Tropicana this summer. Professional debut at bantamweight.
What? Is this breaking news?
I mean, it ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying, signed or official yet, but it's 100%, as long as I'm breathing, this summer I'm making my debut for sure. So, you know, I got this fight, and then I'm gonna fight again in May 18th. That's gonna be like 95%. That's gonna be at the Hulu Theater, MSG. So I'm gonna fight there, get the title at 45, wipe my ass with it, and then make my pro debut.
I love it. What a year, man. What a year.
For sure.
God bless you, man. The UFC would be dumb. Do you want Dana White? Is Dana White contender series? And
listen, man. I already know after I take the, you know, in the Tropicana, once I win that belt, which will be within the next year. You know, after this summer, a year from then, I'll have that title, that belt at Tropicana. 110%, I'll have that belt at the Tropicana. Then I'm sure that PFL is going to start offering, or Combate Global, or fucking wherever the fuck, who gives a shit, one of these places. Bro, I'm not going nowhere. I'm just going to keep calling Dana White asses out on the microphone, you know, and go fight for the UFC, bro. That's it. I guarantee you. 3 years from now, bro, 4 years max. I don't even see it being that long, but
no.
I'm just, it's not going to be that long, but I'm just saying 2-3 years is realistically, you know, going to the UFC. I see myself in 4 or 5 years fighting for that world title. I don't consider anything a world title besides a UFC belt. That's just me. I know I'm wrong. It's not technical. Bellator, PFL, whatever the hell. That shit is world titles. You know what I'm saying? UFC is the world title for me. I don't want to know. So.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I don't want nothing else.
That's true. And whatever the if factor is, you have it. I don't know if they can bottle it. I don't know if they could sell it over the counter, but you have it. You have
right, it. And I'm not factor. Crazy. I appreciate it. I'm not crazy. It's not that I'm not humble. I know right now if I fight.
I'm riding the vision with you.
You know what I'm saying? If I fight for the 35 strap right now, I'm not ready to win it right now. You know what I'm saying? But In three, four years, I'm going to be ready to win that UFC 35 strap. And I'm going to be ready for everybody along the fucking way.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Fighting for the title, yes, 4 years. But in the UFC, I think.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. In the UFC, I could beat guys right now in the 135 division. I could beat guys right now. I could beat guys right now. Right now, I could beat guys. 100%. Got it. But, you know, and that's not even going into deep waters with them. And they don't, that's just certain guys. I'll just fucking out grapple them so badly. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, full UFC training camp, like UFC tier level training camp, you know what I'm saying? there's not a 35er that's going to finish me. There's not a 35er that's going to finish me. You know, I'm talking about right now, bro. You know what I'm saying? Right now. You give me a couple years, bro, I'm going to be at the top of the food chain in the bantamweight division. Maybe even at featherweight. We'll see what the hell happens, you know?
Could get interesting. The UFC is at nine.
We'll see where I sit better at, where I fight, where I feel better at. Right now, I'm loving fighting at 45. I'm about to come knock this fool out. I'm about to be feeling so good. I'm about to be feeling so good.
Yeah, I agree. I think 45 is easy work. I think that's already written in stone. The 35, the double champ belt, that's going to be like, can you taste the legacy? That's a legacy. You do double champ UFC, that's some craziness.
I mean, obviously, you know, everybody deep down has their, every true champion has their like limitations that they want to push, you know what I'm saying? Could it be the whole double champ status? Maybe. I don't know, being that I'm going to really, my career is really going to be fast-tracked, and rightfully so.
Yep.
Will it be the most realistic to say that like Khabib's record is a possibility? Maybe I sound crazy, but I'm just saying that's something that sounds really dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you even gave the weird. Dope. What, how that?
I didn't mean to do that, but I think that I just somehow.
Bro, you got the thumbs up from God.
Yeah, you know, so that was wild. I don't know how that happened, but that's something that, I'll be honest, is in my mind quite a lot. You know, I'm not going to say every day of my life, but
I would love you versus O'Malley. Oh my God.
Bro, he's going to be too, you know.
What is he? Isn't he like 27?
No, it's just, you know.
Say he's 33.
Is he really going to be at the top of the game when, I mean, yo, I would love to fight O'Malley just because I would destroy him at press conferences, bro.
I know. I would love to see it.
I would smoke him in press conferences, bro. He's a pretty decent showman in the cage. You know what I mean? And he's talented. He's got a talented striking and he's tough. He is pretty tough. But he's like, he doesn't really know how to talk like that, bro.
I agree.
He's not really like, he's almost like an industry plant in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like he's not that authentic. Like he has he was like whatever, I don't know his story. Like he, whatever, street fought a little bit as a kid, like to do like wild stunts and shit like that. Like, bro, you ain't on my level, my man.
I don't know what's going down.
You did not
in
live
Montana.
The life I live, bro. Yeah.
No offense to Montana. It sounds like a beautiful place to get away from everybody. And they film Yellowstone there, but I don't know about like
that kid ain't, O'Malley ain't lived the life I live, bro. And in a couple of years, if me and him were to fight, that would be great because he has a huge fan base, and I would love to pick him up and slam him on his head. You know,
that would be.
I'm not gonna fucking dance around with that guy all day. I'm just picking him up and slam him on his head.
I would love to see that. I'm gonna keep pushing for that fight.
That'd be lit.
What else, my brother? This is fight week. This isn't off season. This isn't 10 days before. You are the man of the hour, but you're calm and cool. That's the best part. You can never even tell that you're about to.
Honestly, I like that food poison. It messed me up. That's why, like, when I first came on, like, I didn't even have like a proper introduction, like, because, I mean, you gave me the greatest introduction out there, like always. But I'm saying, like, I'm I'm tired. I've been working hard, and you know, my stomach has been a little bit still messed up from that whole food poisoning. So my energy levels are not the highest, and I'm, like I said, I'm just trying to save my energy for what is important when it's necessary, instead of sitting here and talk about how bad I'm going to knock this guy out, just going out there and knocking him out. As much as I'd love to tell everyone, yo, watch this, come watch this, I'm about to knock him out. My shirt guy, there was an issue with the shirts and everything, so they're not going to be coming. I'm not going to have them till like Thursday, Friday, you know what I mean? So, and just a whole lot.
Could
of,
you sell them at the event? Are you allowed to?
Technically, no. But there will be.
Can we go to the trunk?
You will be able to get.
Can we
your
go
hand
to
on
a trunk around the corner?
Yeah, you'll be able to get your hand on a shirt. You know what I'm saying? That's for sure. But you know, just putting my faith in God, and you know, just letting the greatness happen. You know, I have a. I'm very excited for this weekend, you know, very excited. But I haven't had no coffee this week, because whenever I have a coffee, I start getting real hype.
Like, are you going to have one Friday? Well, Friday night or Saturday morning?
I'll probably have a little coffee.
Bro, you make really good coffee.
No. Coffee's my thing. I appreciate it, too. I love, I mean, you know. I feel like everybody needs a little bit of caffeine, no?
That is my drug of choice. I love coffee. I get excited every morning. I'm like, woo!
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want you to think about coffee too much. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah. Nah, because it's like, you know, I had a cup of coffee when I first, I didn't know, you know, this was going to happen. And my opponent pulled out, and I had a new one come in right away. If I was at 45, so... And I remember just fucking screaming my way to the gym, bro. Like, I'm like, yo, I need to keep the heart rate down. You know, I stay calm, but sometimes, like, when it's the day of, I embrace that whole day. You know what I'm saying? I love every part of the day. I love the breakfast. I love the conversations. I love the bullshit, and I love the talking shit. I love the eating. I love the everything. I said eating twice. But the 4, 5, 6 days before the fight, that's when you're like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? But once the day hits, once it's that time, you like, God's got you, and it's like, there's just not a worry in the world that day. For me, some fighters are all stressed, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Yeah, don't touch me.
Yeah, don't touch me. Exactly. Me, I'm chilling.
I love it.
You know?
Amazing. That's a wrap, man. That's a wrap. I appreciate your time at the Money Fights. Bro, it might be hard to grab you with the thousands of the
D-Money
army on fight night, but we'll obviously show you my respect and probably throw a camera in your face once your hand is raised. And I always love the instant reaction. The exact quote, sure. I think you said, I asked you, what does this mean to you? And you said everything, or you said the world. And I was like, that was poetry. Anything else before we call it a wrap?
I mean, I appreciate you having me on, you know.
Always.
You know, just super excited to go out there and get this dub, you know. Definitely want to get the shirts out there, get the Instagram out there, D Money Fights. And, you know, thank you to Team Territory. Thank you to my girl, helping me get ready, keeping my body right, my mind right, my chin down. You know, she's always screaming at me, keep your chin down, keep your chin down. Sometimes I just like to bait it out there a little bit, you know, like Darrell Revis, like baiting an interception, you know.
Ooh. Great reference. I knew I liked you.
But, you know, thank you to my family and, you know, all the supporters. And thank you to you, of course, as always. First one to show me love, you know. So, yeah, it was a great time. And I can't wait to get this first round KO on the third this Saturday. Fight's around 8 o'clock. And show starts at, I believe at 6:45, 7 o'clock. I'll probably be fighting around 8:30.
So let's go, let's go. You heard it from the man himself. He's got top billing for Combat at the Space, February 3rd. Extremely pumped for this man. You heard it here. Might be an MSG, might be in the Tropicana. Then we're talking UFC. Oh my God, big things for Big D Money. Love you, brother. God bless you as always.
Love you.
See you very soon.
And use code D Money on TeepTerritory.com. Appreciate it.